Music. Life. Style. Lifestyle. Music. All come alive with Ian Scholes, your guide to popular culture. And now, here's Ian.
Yesterday's avant-garde becomes today's mainstream, even Dada and Surrealism as a heritage. So when I read that Salvador Dali was selling his signature on blank pieces of paper, I wondered, is Dali trying to make a buck by endorsing his own forgeries? Is he creating a conceptual art piece? These thoughts flew through my head briefly before I said, who cares? To my mind, the only great artists of the 20th century are Norman Rockwell and Pablo Picasso. Mondrian gives me a headache. Jackson Pollock's canvases are inaccessible and ugly. Op art makes my eyes hurt. Hyperrealism is just glorified paint by number, and pop art had too fine an irony, depending on Andy Warhol's vision of American culture, and I have no interest in Andy Warhol's vision of anything. We have to go back to the Middle Ages to find a pure artistic vision. What's our glory now? Half-deep aesthetics that are more important than the works the aesthetics produces. Conceptual art. Collections of wash rags from gas stations in Nevada, collages of garbage from the side of the freeway. These art pieces, they're always called pieces, are created from a combination of a contempt for the viewing public and flattery of the Philistines that hand out the grants. Broken pieces of glass, paint chips, presented at museums are the straight face. Video presentations of skinny, naked women superimposed over toasters or atomic bombs. When are people going to learn that the only thing television is good for is rock video, game shows, news, and soap opera? There is no such thing as video art. Let's take a look at schlock art. Paintings on velvet, fuzzy puppies, happy clowns. These pictures may be vulgar, but at least there's an honest relationship between painter and viewer. Average Joe gives the painter at his parking lot stand $50. The painter got paid. Average Joe's got a seascape with gulls that matches his rattan sectional perfectly. Painter and buyer both know what they're getting. So what is art? Art is a grant proposal. The artist describes his piece to the foundation. Let's say it's a video meditation on time's artifacts in the physical world or some such trendy grant proposal double talk. The foundation takes a meeting, then fires off a couple thou to the video artist who spends a weekend doing a five-hour video close-up of wax fruit with synthesizer music and a monotone voiceover in French, then blows the rest of the money on cheap red jug wine so he can argue with his friends about whether imagism is decadent or not. Who cares? Nobody cares about art anymore unless it's an album cover, a magazine layout, or a cereal box. Art is window dressing for a product. It's time we stop pretending otherwise. Turn the museums into discos or low-income housing. Give the paintings to the poor. Give the grant money to me. Art is dead. Kiss it goodbye. I gotta go.
There are many waves in the currents of culture. Catch them with Ian Scholes. It's all rock and roll to him.